This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill on Saturday. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The vote was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's first major test, leading his party's razor-thin majority.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
Johnson secured the necessary votes only by reaching across the aisle for help from House Democrats. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Iran's supreme leader has dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. It's a tacit acknowledgement that few projectiles actually made it through to their targets despite launching a massive assault. The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's comments Sunday before senior military leaders did not touch on the apparent Israeli retaliatory strike Friday on the central city of Isfahan. Air defenses opened fire, and Iran grounded commercial flights across much of the country. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people. The dead include 18 children. Strikes came as the United States is on track to approve billions of dollars of additional military aid to Ukraine. More than half of Israel, more than half of Gaza's population.